like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss.
And this is It's Movie Time. Linda, how did you respond to this film that's coming to Columbus? Now, you and I are jumping on top of this because it's not even here yet. But when Woody comes, we got to be ready. Blue Jasmine.
I was never a big Woody Allen fan. His characters and their neurotic conversations left me twitchy with annoyance or bored out of my mind. But I began to appreciate his talent with the wonderful Midnight in Paris.
Oh, I did too. I loved it. How lyrical.
Yes. So, I really liked Blue Jasmine.
Why?
The accomplished actress Kate Blanchett, Allen's latest distinctive female character. Jasmine is a broken flower, a cocktail of rage.
Oh, wonderful. She'll be nominated for an Oscar. And this is a little bit darker Woody than we're used to. More like Match Point. The characters interacting, and it's not all joyful. There are some funny moments between the kind of upper crust Blanchett and her adoptive sister, Sally Hawkins, who plays the working class lady in San Francisco. Blanchett's character has fallen. The Bernie Madoff wife. Bernie Madoff type is played, of course, by Alec Baldwin. And she's fallen on bad times. She has to go into the cramped apartment of her sister, and there's some good humor there.
She is a narcissistic motor mouth. You don't know if she's talking to someone else or just to herself. It's a running dialogue rambling through her mind, spilling out of her mouth. Is she trying to make sense of all she's been through to other people or just to herself?
Really interesting little characters here. Bobby Cannavale plays her sister's boyfriend, and he is just salt of the earth good, as well as another salt of the earth, Andrew Dice Clay, who plays Augie, his sister's former boyfriend. So these working class characters work very, very well for him.
Do you think Woody Allen was making the Jasmine character sort of like Blanche DuBois of Streetcar Named Desire?
Of course. DuBois was the character that Kate Blanchett played on Broadway. There's a really good fit there. There's quite a bit of difference between Tennessee Williams and Woody Allen. There's much more gravity in Williams than there is here. There's much more levity here, although this is not one of his lightest. So there, in the end, this is, we would say, really one of his better ones. Of Woody's better ones? Are you
oh,
now
I
feeling
agree.
Good about
I really,
this
No,
one?
I do. I mean, some of the parts were humorous because Jasmine is in free fall. She's in the midst of a nervous breakdown, constantly reaching for the bottle of vodka to wash down her Xanax.
First thing she does when she gets her sister's apartment.
She walks in the door and goes right for that vodka.
At one point she says, "Will you guys stop arguing because my Xanax hasn't kicked in yet?"
I know. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But then she is so broken that she's trying to decide what to do with the rest of her life. Should she take a computer class and learn to be interior decorator?
Right.
I was torn between feeling sorry for Jasmine and then wanting her to put down the vodka and get real.
This situation now where she's absolutely penniless. The government has taken her husband to prison and taken all of their money. And she absolutely is a fish out of water in San Francisco in this working class area. So she has to adjust. We're not certain that she can make it. She's supercilious and she's removed and she's catatonic and she's a whole bunch. She's just a conglomeration and a world that she is completely unused to. Remember, she left college in order to marry the Alec Baldwin character.
Right.
Who would be foolish enough to
right.
do that?
maybe I would. I don't know. I doubt it. We get to see Alec Baldwin in flashbacks in this movie. And I really liked the way that Alan used these flashbacks. He tucked him into the film at precisely the right time to give insight into Jasmine's past of wealth and status and luxury. And he uses these in contrast to the conditions that she's living in with her sister.
Now, Linda, we have to apply a grade to Blue Jasmine. Are you going to sabotage this and are you going to give it a decent grade?
I like the lighthearted fantasy of Midnight in Paris better than Blue Jasmine. It's a great movie, but it made me blue, so I'm giving it a B.
And I am giving it an A. It is filled with drama. The acting here is just right down to the minor characters. It's just superb. So in every way, I consider it an A. Thank you, Linda, for being with us. We hope you'll come back again.
Well, thank you. It's been real nice to be here. It's a pleasure.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read the reviews online at wcbe.org.